Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be partly sunny, windy, but cold. Temperatures are going to be falling from what they are now down toward the mid-20s by this afternoon. What they are now is 41 in Kenosha, 39 in Burlington, 41 Milwaukee. It's 40 at this hour in Racine. Last night, the Kenosha County Board failed to authorize the issuance of more than $13 million in bonding for capital improvement projects in next year's budget. County Executive Jim Cruiser characterizing the vote as a couple of supervisors trying to create, in his words, a little mischief. They adopted the budget overall on 2018 without debate. Then there was a 19-2 vote for $2 million in bonding and grants to the Kenosha Area Business Alliance for some development projects. Then came the other vote, 17-4, the resolution that authorized the infrastructure bonding for roads and highway improvements, things like that. 18 votes were needed for passage. There was a recess, an attempt by one supervisor to change his vote so they could reconsider. Supervisor Terry Rose, who chairs the finance panel, suggesting the board adjourn, allow that group to come up with a different solution. Supervisor Aaron Decker, who voted against both the bonding resolutions, said that she has always felt that Kenosha County borrows just way too much.
We need to tighten our budget. And our debt is way too high for our county, even though they'll say that it's within, statutory limits, it's still too high.
Two supervisors absent from last night's meeting, one ill, the other is on vacation. Conditional use permits for a couple of Racine storefront churches on opposite sides of town recommended for approval by the City Plan Commission, each facility incorporating a business component that meets zoning requirements. James Ford with the Vine Media Group and Vine Ministries said they need more space than their uptown location has provided over the past 5 years, so they went looking around. And they found 3433 Douglas Avenue, a former church site, and a pharmacy from many years ago.
We came in hoping to help any community that we settle in. We have grown tremendously since we have moved into the uptown area. So this space on the north side was very conducive for what we're doing, and plus our business side is growing.
The other location is 2200 Lathrop Avenue, mainly on the south side of that one-time furniture store, which also still houses a daycare facility on the north side, and will be next to what Pastor Charles Dahl says will be Keys to the Kingdom Church.
We're looking to make this move to get further into the community where most of our members are coming from. And we think we can reach out and do a better job of serving the community by getting over to where they are.
Both conditional use requests unanimously supported by the Plan Commission without discussion. They go on to the Common Council for a final vote in a couple of weeks. Hospitals in the Milwaukee area have the greatest cost anywhere in the country, according to the San Francisco firm Amino, which compared services for different combinations of insurance payers and facilities. The report has Buffalo as the least expensive of the 53 cities that it looked at, in with at least 1 million residents. The research only looked at the cost, though, not the reflection of the quality of care at facilities. This Amino report has Wheaton Franciscan facilities in St. Francis and Franklin topping the list of the most expensive hospitals in the Milwaukee area, Columbia St. Mary's leading the list of the least expensive facilities. Relocating a sanitary sewer is no small task in itself, but combine it with a timeline related to another project at the same location, that kind of makes it more of an interesting challenge. The problem for Racine Wastewater Utility General Manager Keith Haas, a 30-inch sanitary sewer by the West 6th Street Bridge is what we're talking about. The bridge has to be replaced in 2 years.
We have an interceptor sewer that's integral with the bridge abutment on that bridge. It will be destroyed. We looked at various options to replace that 30-inch sanitary sewer from the 1930s, and acquisition of the property adjacent to the West 6th Street Bridge is strategic to that replacement.
He told the Common Council this week that a nearby property owner may also be affected by this sewer relocation timeline. Council voted unanimously to approve the needed authorization for the project. It bypasses the normal review by the Finance Committee. And members of the Environmental Defense Fund and some other local residents are going to be delivering a petition to House Speaker Paul Ryan's downtown Racine office this afternoon, urging him to protect the area's public health, safety, and environment by rejecting budget cuts for the Environmental Protection Agency. A Kenosha woman accused of stealing nearly $38,000 from the Racine Starbucks while she was the manager of that operation. 29-year-old Carlin Cook in Racine County Court on a charge of theft in a business setting. Accused of holding back several daily deposits between March and May of this year. Court documents indicate she would put the deposit bags in her purse, throw them away when she got home. told investigators that she'd used the money to pay down her student loan and other expenses. Her preliminary hearing is set for early December. Kenosha police still looking for a man who robbed a convenience store, Jim's Foods, at 57th Street and 17th Avenue yesterday. Nobody got hurt, the suspect taking off with cash. Nearby Frank Elementary School was placed on lockdown for a time as police and sheriff's deputies went around the neighborhood looking for clues. Nearly two dozen charges filed against that man accused in the violent home invasion in Summers from last month. 52-year-old Daniel Evans being held in the Kenosha County Jail on $1 million. He'll be back in court next week for his preliminary hearing, 22 felonies and a misdemeanor charge in that case. The Racine Common Council this week supported a traffic commission report that includes painting bike lanes along Erie Street, where the residents have been asking the city to do something to slow down traffic. Public Works Commissioner Mark Yellen explaining that City Engineer John Rooney told this to the panel a few weeks ago, marking these bike lanes would create a visual image of a more narrow street.
If you're familiar with that stretch of Erie Street from Melvin Avenue, 3 Mile Road, it's a very broad street. With no parked cars, it could be it's wide enough for a four-lane street. So the installation of bike lanes will create one travel lane. It will designate the parking lane. It will also make the travel lane be narrower.
Alderman Henry Perez wondered if bike lanes might not help on Ohio Street, where speeding vehicles have also been a concern, especially for him. That prompted Commissioner Yellen to point out that parts of that street are marked to allow four lanes of traffic. One of the Kenosha Transit System buses recently created to primarily serve business and industry along the interstate in the city out by the Pleasant Prairie Lakeview Corporate Park. That service is going to be halted a few days before Christmas because there hasn't been a lot of ridership. The elimination date is December the 20th. This is the run out to Kenosha Beef. City had expanded the bus service after getting permission to fund it with a federal grant originally targeted for downtown streetcar expansion. State Department of Transportation's got a public involvement meeting starting at 4 o'clock this afternoon at Gilmore Middle School. It's in regards to the replacement of the Highway 38 bridge over the Root River. That work is still a few years off. Plans right now calling for a wider bridge to accommodate added capacity at the new County Highway MM intersection, which is to be moved a little bit further to the west of its current location. It's part of a multi-million-dollar reconstruction of Highway MM. Further development of KD Park in western Kenosha County, which is near the towns of Randall and Wheatland, also by the village of Twin Lakes, that has been tentatively approved in terms of a pair of state grants to continue that work, which was begun a few years ago. State DNR has got the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Grant, and there's the Recreational Boating Facilities Grant, all total more than $672,000. County Board Supervisor Dennis Elverman telling his colleagues this week, in addition to adding more trailer parking and a boat launch there, a new pier is going to be put in.
The master plan included a facility for our county dive teams to practice, a floating pier, combination practice pier for them, handicap fishing pier. So with that, we also had in our plans a regular washroom facility. Right now we have a porta potty up at the first parking lot.
There's a 50-50 match required of Kenosha County to get this grant funding. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscast there in the local news section. Throughout the day, at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.